Hi guys, welcome to the second episode of Let's Live With Me Day, and this episode is called For Such a Time as This. So it's not news again that the world is facing a pandemic and most countries are on a lockdown, for some indefinitely, for some for a speculated time, and most people have to work from home and reduce activities. Normal activities that involve like going out and yadi yadi and all that. Now, I'm just here to share what I've been doing in a time like this and basically what's on my heart. So first things first, yeah, in times like this, for believers who has had like problems connecting with God during their daily, like on a normal day, on a normal busy work field, activity field day, you are probably at a time like this getting reminders from the Holy Spirit to spend time with God in prayer, to spend time with God in the Word, to confess the Word, to study, to pay attention to your devotionals and worship and all of that. And maybe for, like, of course, like, devil is a goat and it's probably guilt tripping you and saying, oh, on a normal day, you don't spend time with God, and now that there's trouble, you want to spend time with God. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. Psalms 50 verse 15 says, call on me when you're in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. So there's nothing wrong with spending time with God in this season. Even if you're doing it out of fear, it even makes more sense, because you know where to return to when you're scared. You know to return to your refuge. You know to return to someone who will never be moved, someone who is not caught by surprise by anything. Like, it's amazing how, like, in this season, when you spend time with God, you would have personal revelations of who God really is. You know, like, for me, it's been a time of reminder of who God is and what he can do. I know that God is not caught by surprise. I know that he is not moved by any circumstance or anything. I know that he has the last move, you know, like a chess player. God is like, his moves are well calculated and well thought out, and the devil doesn't stand a chance, you know. So, like, spend time with God in this season, even if the devil is guilt tripping you and saying, oh, now is the time you want to pick up your Bible. Oh, now is the time you wanna pray a little more, because you're scared, because you don't know what to look like after the virus. Yes, I'm scared, and I know to return to my refuge. You know, God is my safe place, and it's okay if I'm scared and I spend time with God more, because in that place of spending time with God, I'm reminded of who I am and whose I am. So it makes sense to spend time with God, believer. Spend more time in prayer, spend more time in worship. For me, what I've basically been doing is I've been praying. You know, like, there are mornings that I wake up and the first thing that comes out of my mouth is like prayer. You know, like, and it's not far-fetched, really. In times like this, we hear God more because we don't have many options, you know. Like, basically, in time of trouble, we hear God more because our heart, like, we've come to the end of ourselves and we are looking for something more powerful. So the Holy Spirit on our inside helps us, like, connect back with God seamlessly, because there's not so much activity going on distracting us here and there and all of that. So another thing that I've been doing is I've been spending a lot of time worshiping. I really love worship. You know, like, for me, it's soothing. That's how I describe worship. It's soothing. It's a reminder. It helps me calm down. It helps me remember that God is not something to be messed with. God, like, my father doesn't joke, you know. Like, he's powerful. He's ultimate. You know, he has, like, he's sovereign. He has all the power. So, like, in worship, I'm reminded of those words. I'm reminded of how much God loves me. I'm reminded of his protection for me. I'm reminded of his provision. I'm reminded of the things I should be doing, you know. So, like, for me, I've been spending, like, a lot of time in worship. And I will share my top 10 playlists as suggested by Apple, you know, the songs that I play a lot. I'll just go through my playlist and make a list and put it out for you guys. To probably be on my Instagram or the website, afortitudo.com. So And I've been having random conversations with God, you know, like fellowship. I think we've put fellowship in a box, you know, and the only time we fellowship is when we are praying or when we are studying. You know, you can have random conversations with God. You can ask him, oh, what do you think would happen after the pandemic? Or how do you feel about this and all that? Just like humor God, like just ask him random questions and you'll be surprised the answers he'll give you. So apart from like building myself up spiritually and talking with you guys, other things that I've been doing is I've been focusing on, in this season, I've been focusing on my personal growth. I'm taking like courses online. I'm learning new things. I'm trying out new hobbies. I'm doing the things that I've always wanted to do, but somehow procrastinated. Like I'm building a website. I started my podcast. I literally started my podcast last week. And I think you can like take time in this season to focus on yourself. Also another thing I'm doing, though it's spiritual, is I'm focusing on like my love walk. I'm focusing on saying kind things to people, because in this season it just seems like God is building me up in that aspect, you know, of my love walk and kind responses. And yeah, another thing you can do is pay attention to where God is leading you, or how he's leading you, or what he's asking you to learn in this season, because we are all like, life is in phases and people in stages. So like, just pay attention. For you, it might be giving, it might be forgiveness, it might be whatever it is that is leading you towards. And we know, because we have the Holy Spirit on our inside, so we always know where God is leading us, you know, even when it's not loud enough, we still know. We have a nudging in our hearts. We have a push in our spirit to go this way or go that way. For me, it's basically right now in this season, it's my love work and kind responses and just being there for people the way Jesus would. So, yeah, guys, I really hope I've been able to like help you in this season. At the end of this season, that like to be a great to be my heart desire to know that I have been able to help people navigate the season and make the most of it. So yeah, I've been watching a lot of TV too, maybe not a lot, but I binge watched a show. And also, it doesn't, like for me, it doesn't make so much difference, because I already work from home, so I'm still following my regular like work pattern and daily routine, because like before the shutdown I worked from home. Now I'm still working from home, so it doesn't make much difference. But if you're new to working from home, my tips to you would be that when you wake up in the morning, take your bath like you normally would when you're going to work, and put your phone in your room and go to the living room, or just like separate yourself from your phone and stay on your computer and work for hours, take a break and work again. At least that's like how I work from home every day. You know, I take regular breaks when my brain seems like it's overloaded. And by 6, usually, I shut down. On a normal day, by 6, I shut down and I do other regular stuff. But on days when I have to work longer, I work longer. So I hope that has been helpful to you. So I'm going to make the worship playlist and put it on my Instagram at iomidedavid.o. Or I'll put it on my blog, afortitudo.com. So it'll be on one of those places. Okay, guys. Or I could... Okay, yeah. It'll be on one of those places. All right, guys. Remember to share. Remember to like. Remember to subscribe. And remember to leave your comments. I'd like to interact with you. How is this season for you? How are you navigating? What is God teaching you? How is God leading you? I'd like to hear all of those things. Let's talk. Thank you for listening to me. Bye.